Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Southern Africa's tourism open and safe from pox. On August 14, 2024, the World Health Organization, WHO, issued a declaration designating pox as a public health emergency of international concern, PHEIC, for the second time within a two-year period. In response to the recent global health announcements concerning pox, the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance reiterates that Southern Africa continues to be a secure and inviting destination for tourists. The Tourism Alliance underscores the region's prompt and unified approach to the situation, while also emphasizing the low risk posed to travelers. On August 14, 2024, the World Health Organization, WHO, issued a declaration designating pox as a public health emergency of international concern, PHEIC, for the second time within a two-year period. This was preceded by the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, announcing a public health emergency of continental security, FECS, on August 13, 2024. These declarations were triggered by the emergence of a new strain, clade IB, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and its subsequent transmission to adjacent countries. Chifua Shivingwa, the chairperson of the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance, expressed that the declarations are taken with utmost seriousness and praised the proactive measures adopted by both global and regional health authorities. Nevertheless, it is essential to recognize that the risk posed to travelers in Southern Africa is still minimal. The member countries are actively enforcing strong measures to control and reduce any possible transmission of the virus. SADC member states have responded swiftly to the situation. South Africa, the Department of Health has reported 24 cases of pox, clade IIB, as of August 2024, primarily affecting people who have had physical contact with an infectious person. The country has implemented enhanced surveillance and contact tracing protocols. Botswana, as of August 16, 2024, Botswana has intensified screening from pox at selected ports of entry, including Kazungula, Mon Airport, and Gaborone Airport, demonstrating proactive measures to prevent the spread of the virus. Angola, as of August 16, 2024, Angola has not registered any cases of pox but has reinforced its contingency plan, particularly focusing on border control with the DRC and Congo. Mozambique, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, these countries have not reported pox cases but have heightened surveillance and preparedness measures. Democratic Republic of the Congo, while experiencing a significant outbreak, the DRC is working closely with WHO and Africa CDC to implement control measures. It's important to note that typical tourist destinations in Southern Africa are far from affected areas. The SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance further wishes to clarify its position on pox and travel to Southern Africa. Low risk for tourists, the risk of pox transmission in Southern African countries remains lower than in many traveler source markets. Typical tourist activities do not put travelers at high risk for contracting pox. No travel restrictions. As of August 2024, there are no widespread travel restrictions related to pox for Southern African countries. Only Canada has issued a Level 2 advisory, simply recommending realistic precautions. Safe tourist activities, safari and wildlife viewing activities are safe. There is no increased risk of pox transmission from being in forests or around wildlife. Proactive management, SADC member states have implemented surveillance, contact tracing, and treatment protocols to effectively manage potential pox cases. Economic importance of tourism. Tourism is vital for our economies and conservation efforts. We encourage travelers to maintain their plans to visit our region while staying informed about health guidelines. Advice for travelers. While we emphasize the low risk, we advise travelers to practice good hygiene, including frequent hand washing. Avoid close contact with individuals who appear ill or have visible skin lesions. Stay informed about health guidelines in their specific destination. Seek medical attention if they develop symptoms such as fever or unexplained skin rash. We want to reassure our global partners and potential visitors that Southern Africa continues to offer safe, unforgettable experiences, Shivingwa added. Our member countries have taken proactive steps to manage health concerns, ensuring that tourism activities remain low-risk and enjoyable. The SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance remains committed to providing accurate, up-to-date information and ensuring a safe, welcoming environment for all who wish to experience the wonders of Southern Africa. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.